Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology. And the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers, here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's when I share stories about my life going insane. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. We also have life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Here's why.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
That's what I said. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? The answer, because God said so. Ooh, the review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. Oh, yes, he is. We're also asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? If you do, call us, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. You know what we've added? Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Yeah, well, wait here. I've here got something for you.
That's what we're doing. There, that was a great clip, by the way. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thingy, even taking your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers, ever elusive. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, and we're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com. How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrive and Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze from Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady. Temperatures are rising, and so are concerns of many homeowners, as we all at some point have to deal with our home's greatest threat, termites. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. First choice or second opinion, doesn't matter. Just be sure to call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is the leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved, simple solutions like Electrogun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-2847. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
My name is Frank St. John, and I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12th, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. Genesis Recovery offered a chance to put discipline back into my life, to set aside my selfish ways, to release me from the bondage of the drugs and alcohol addiction that I have been in for the last 20 years of my life. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today. I am able to share my testimony with them.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, you need to make this call. It could save their life. Call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Or go to genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you know you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, really? No, seriously, really? I mean, really? My mom, before she passed away, she knew what email was. Are you kidding? You know what email is. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. There we go. I'm checking the traffic for you right now. I'm doing it through our new helicopter. Traffic? I can't tell. I can't see through the buildings. What do you want? But the weather, wow.
Are you sure you've had experience as weathermen?
Of course we're experienced. Don't we look like weathermen?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here's your weather forecast. Wow. That's it. That's all you need. You don't need more than that. Come on. All right, there's a lot of things going on. We want to make sure we get to everything. The first thing I want to tell you is this segment is brought to you by our very good friends at Current Solar Contracting, and that's Tom and Brittany. And let me tell you something. I know Brittany's coming, and I think Tom's coming, but if it's not Tom, it's going to be Mike, and they're going to be coming in a week from tomorrow. So they'll be in a week from tomorrow, on the 18th. Here's the deal with Current Solar Contracting. Let's just make it simple, okay? All right. If you're paying $150, $175, $200, or more a month, you could be paying $20, $25, $30. How's that work? Well, you give them a call, and they come to your house, and they do this analysis to see whether you qualify for the solar program. If you qualify, it's not going to cost you anything, but you'll save $200 a month because you won't be using it off of the big electricity that they're about to gouge you for in the next 3 months really bad. And then you get the opportunity to save about $200 a month over the next 20 years, which turns out to be about 50 grand. I don't know. Seems like, save 50 grand? Don't save 50 grand. Save 50 grand? Don't save 50 grand. Well, you got to think about it, right? And if it's free to find out, then it costs you nothing but 2 minutes of your time. That's what you got to think about. What you do is you call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. You can also go to currentsd.com. Still, SD does not stand for Super Dave, but currentsd.com. You go there, you talk to Brittany, they set up an analysis, they figure out if it works, and if it works for you, you call me up and you say thank you, and I say you're welcome. That's how that works. Okay? Okay. Capiche? Capiche. Good. All right, Paulie. I've been waiting for this. Now, I'm not going right into any kind of teaching because this one story came up and I just have a hard time sometimes when certain stories arise. And as everybody knows, now we're in the 6+ years of the Barack Obama presidency. So it would be safe to say that President George W. has been out of office for 6.5 years. But in 2004, when there was a big dispute about him, there was some things that took place with our very distant cousin, Dan Rather. Distant only in the sense that he's in the media. But something now has come up, and this is just the classic of all. So please play the music clip that I asked you to play so I can be grounded.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Okay, so you're probably sitting here thinking, what does that got to do with anything on a Christian station? Nothing. It's just a very pertinent song to what this story is. It's not a parody. Robert Redford is going to star as Dan Rather. Now wait, there. Wait. In a movie called, it's not a joke, Truth. Hold on. It's a movie called Truth. It's all about why Dan Rather got fired for spreading the lie, about George W. Bush. But wait, but the name of the movie is Truth. There's so much truth in it that CBS not only fired Mary Mapes, but then fired Dan Rather because they were lying, because they told a story from somebody that wasn't maybe altogether there with no documentation. And then in order to make sure the story was great, they made up the documentation and got caught. But better yet, the movie is called Truth. This is now, if that wasn't enough just to make you go, oh, come on, Dave, come on. According to the Boston Herald, it's not my report. I did not report this. Dan Rather was not as excited for Robert Redford to play him. When asked who he would prefer to play him, he said, and I quote, Arsenio Hall.
I don't even know how to react to that.
I just want you to just sit there and let that bake your noodle for a little while. And then tell me, American politics and American media, everything is just A-okay. Is that, you all right with that? Yes, everybody? Okay. All right, folks. On the heels of that intelligent story, I want to do a DDD because otherwise I'm just going to cry here. And I just don't feel like you want to hear an hour and 50 minutes of crying. So we'll pull something out of Mark. Mark chapter 1, verse 35, if you don't mind. I'm going to read this to you. It's a short DDD. It's not complex. The movie is called Truth, people. He wants Arsenio Hall. Dan Rather's thinking, yeah, I look like Arsenio Hall. That's not political correctness. That's intellectual deficiency. You're not allowed to really call him stupid, I guess, but I mean, it's intellectual deficiency. I mean, there's not, you know, looks just like Arsenio. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Anyway, Mark chapter 1, verse 35 says the following. You know, it's bad enough I got my producer laughing in the production room. Here's what it says in Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Very, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, went out, and made his way to a deserted place, and he was praying there. Now you think, okay, good, Dave, that's great. That's a great passage, not a lot of complexity. No, you're right, it's not. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he got up, went out, and made his way to a deserted place, and he was praying there. So what's the point of that DDD? Well, there's a very big point to this. What Jesus did was he got up early in the morning, while it was still dark, so I mean early, early in the morning, and he got to a deserted place. Folks, you are being bombarded by radio, by television, by internet, by mail, by walking down the street and hearing things. You are being bombarded every single day in a host of different methods. You can't walk down the street without seeing a park bench that doesn't try to communicate some kind of message. You can't walk anywhere without there being some form of media and messaging attaching to your brain. And it's an amazing element that Jesus, demonstrating in the simplicity of his life, that from time to time, folks, you get up early in the morning when there's nobody around, there's nobody connected to you, there's nothing attached, and you go to a deserted place and you pray. And you cleanse your mind from the worldly influences, and you cleanse your heart from the darkness that swirls around, and you take the time to understand what it means to be still and know that I am God, as the passage says in Psalm 46. It's that mentality to separate, to rejuvenate, because otherwise you're just being bombarded with pollutants nonstop. Now, there's some people out there and they're going to say, Dave, yeah, but you have a radio show and you do the same kind of thing. And I tell people, you shouldn't be listening 2 hours a day, really. You're welcome to listen to the show every day. But hey, you know what? If it takes you from 2:15 to 2:30 to need to shut that time off, then by golly, go with God first. Get away. Shut it down. Sometimes you got to get up, get out, and get away and go to God and clear everything else out. take everything off the table. Because even if you're involved in ministry, and I've been involved in several ministries, you can get so caught up in the work of the Lord, you forget the Lord of the work. And that is not the purpose. The purpose is to stay connected. And Jesus, who had arguably the most difficult possible ministry, knowing that every day was simply him prepping for a sacrifice of his very life, a willful sacrifice, and not a quick one. How he strengthened himself day by day by day was spending time with the Father, him and the Father one-on-one. So you hear me talk about all these different things, talk about that story. Hey, that's a goofy story. It is a goofy story. It's funny, and you can kind of we can laugh at it. They're serious. We're like, well, you're crazy. Here's what's not crazy. Get alone with God. Spend some time. Recharge those batteries, so to speak. The batteries that God gave you, they were always rechargeable. They weren't, that's not a new concept. And recharge them from the presence of the Lord. And let the Holy Spirit strengthen you. And walk in the power that the Lord has given you. And recognize that you need that away time to make the right time to walk the right way. That will give you 10 times more than any man-made escape or counseling could ever hope to do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we got a special guest in studio, our very own Steve Wheeler, going to be joining us. Whitefield's all over it. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Doesn't the sound of no monthly mortgage payments give you a sense of financial peace of mind? How about being able to convert the equity in your home into tax-free cash? It almost sounds too good to be true, right? Well, Mark Larson here. For years, I've told you about the reverse mortgage. No better way to fund your longevity than with this loan of opportunity. Now, there are changes coming, but if we act today, no need to worry about those changes. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of Aramco, the Aramco Group, and he's one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. You're invited to join him and Aramco at the beautiful Tom Hams Lighthouse in San Diego, July 17th, 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. Don't put this off. Redefine your retirement today. Call 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626 and MLS number 277316.
Hi, Rondi. This is Lori, and I want to give you an update on how things have gone for me. My credit numbers were in the low fives, I believe, and the last time I saw them, right around 700. I'm so excited about that. Thank you so much for your help. I'm so excited about the future.
Hey, Rondi. It's Michael. I just want to give you a call. I just checked my credit score, and it has went from 530 to 735. Our mortgage expert announced that we're going to be able to qualify for a loan. So I just want to call and say thanks and hope you can help other people like you're helping us.
Hi, Rondi. My name is Don. My lowest score right now in the short time that I've been with you is 738. My high is 770. A phenomenal thing. Credit cards, no problem. Mortgages, no problem. It's just a tremendous program. Again, thank you very much, Rondi, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Hey, Rondi. It's Robin, and I am so flabbergasted at the success that we've had so far. I mean, I can't believe in less than 30 days, I already have $40,000 in liens and judgments off my credit. This stuff has been plaguing me. I mean, I'm almost in tears. I mean, I don't want to start crying, but anyway, I just can't believe this stuff has been plaguing me since the 90s, and I was never able to settle it or get it off or do anything. So I don't even know what I can begin to thank you for what you've done for me so far. I can't, you know, the next few months we're going to get everything back on track, and I'll have my life back. So I just, you're such a blessing. Thank you so much.
You don't have to live with bad credit and a low credit score when items like bankruptcies, foreclosures, short sales, collections, even judgments and tax liens can be legally and permanently deleted from your credit report. To learn what Fortress Credit Pros can do for you, visit badcreditisachoice.com. That's badcreditisachoice.com or call for a free consultation at 888-900-3678. That's 888-900-3678. Call 888-900-3678.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-539-0600. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-539-0600. That's 800-539-0600.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Hello, everybody. Alan Thicke here. You know, our nation's tax laws change every year. The one constant is you have to pay them. Now, if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, you know that the IRS is cracking down. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even your home or business could be up for grabs. But here's the good news. They're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, a government program for tax debt forgiveness. You could qualify for a settlement that's substantially less than before these changes. And nobody knows this program better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Their attorneys and enrolled agents will work to get you the best deal possible. Optima Tax Relief is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call them now for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Need a body shop? Fix Auto Collision has 11 locally owned and operated centers in San Diego. They will get you back on the road quickly and safely. You have a friend in the business with Fix Auto. Call 1-800-INFO-FIX or visit them online at fixauto.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. So in our journeys, I've been being the radio dude for 800 plus now, 850 shows, whatever, and getting closer to that two-year mark. Ooh, that's when I'm no longer a rookie. That's when I'm nervous. Anyway, Steve Wheeler has joined us a couple times before from Whitefields, and so he's with us again today. Steve, thank you for coming this afternoon to the studio. I appreciate that.
Great. It's good to be with you again. Thank you, David.
All right. Now, I want people to understand a couple things about Whitefields, and I'm going to give the website now, whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. That's where I want you to go to check out a lot of information about the ministry. But I want you to go ahead, Steve, and give us kind of the overview of this is the ministry mindset. This is how we got into it. This is our vision. This is our passion. This is where we're heading.
Sure. What Whitefields has done from the very beginning, starting back in the 1953. So our founder started this idea a long time ago. But the idea was to be more effective in taking the gospel to places around the world, was to come alongside North American missionaries that were already there on the field. They had led men to Christ that could become pastors, but there was no way to support them, to go into a village or a community where there were zero Christians and help them get a church started. So the idea was, if Whitefields was back here in North America, where there are resources, and we could become the middle person between those foreign nationals, set up an accountability committee in the country of maybe some pastors and missionaries that are there that can see the work being done. So we're not just sending money over to a P.O. box, but we're actually sending it to the committee that oversees that work. Then that national, who already knows the language, grew up in the culture, lives like the people he's going to go work with, sometimes cooking over an open fire, living in a thatched hut or just a single one-room building. They're designed for that. This is how they grew up. This is how they live. So they become a minister of the gospel that the people around them, it looks like their culture. Rather than a North American missionary being the only representation of a Christian, it gets confusing. People begin to think, well, maybe American Christian is American, Christian is... And so overcoming all those barriers was the beginning idea. Now, over those 50-plus years, hundreds and hundreds of churches have been started. We grow them into self-sustaining local bodies. Sometimes we come along with a livelihood project, help them get some microeconomic development in their own village or their own community so that the people in the church have something to give in the offering.
Okay, gotcha.
The funny thing in an offering sometimes, their offering might be a couple turkey chicks. Okay. Or a goat.
Versus a $20 bill.
Exactly.
It's like livestock.
That's right. But that's the culture that they live in. That's the way that those economies work. And that's what Whitefields has been doing.
Okay, let me ask you this, because I want to really paint the picture. By the way, for those that want to know, 651-430-0090 is the phone number. That's 651-430-0090. So I want to take what you said, and I want to kind of paint a picture, like almost like a picture by number kind of mentality. So if somebody, and I'm just going to use Country David. Mm-hmm. Okay, it doesn't matter. Right? So somebody gets saved in Country David, and the idea is to have that person who's been saved set them up from a resource point of view to be able to then minister to the culture that they're in that country, in that tribe, in that community that they're in. Is that
absolutely right? We just started supporting Pastor Tam in January. He came to Christ in another church that we were supporting that was being pastored by Pastor Lat. These guys are in the country of Myanmar, rural village area, very ethnically divided. A lot of, right now, Mandalay, the second largest city, in total religious riots and going on right now. A lot of conflict there, but these guys live there. And Pastor Tam became a believer, was trained by Pastor Lat in the church. He studied the Bible with them, showed proclivity and this growth process. He really got in and studied. And then it came to the realization, you're a good evangelist. Let's send you out to a neighboring village and help you get started. Now, there's zero Christians in that neighboring village. So how's Pastor Tam going to feed himself and work full time? Well, we provide a small salary, just $500 a month. We have a number of different supporters here. Some give 50, some give 100, some give 80. You don't have to designate it to a specific pastor. Our board collectively gathers from all the faithful people from $10 a month to $4,000, $5,000 a month. That's what people can give. Whatever the Lord lays on their heart. Then we gather that together and we do the middle ground of putting it over there and making sure it gets to him safely and that he uses to buy his food.
All right, now let's go use that example that you're just now. So okay. One of them is Pastor Tam and the other one's Pastor, what's the first
one? Lat, L-A-T, now, the first one.
So the one that just recently became a Christian is Pastor Tam?
Pastor Tam, yes, he became a Christian in 2005.
Okay. Did then Pastor Lat, it was Pastor Lat that reached out to Tam and said, I think you've got the call, or is it vice versa, or can it go either way?
Well, you know what happened. Pastor Tam, actually, he was a Buddhist. His whole family was a Buddhist. His wife was giving birth the night of a cyclone, and he thought, we're all going to die. The baby will die. There'll be no food. Pastor Lat's church and some of our other churches that we support showed up with food for them and served everybody in the community, not just the Christians, but even the Buddhists that were there. They came, they fed them, the baby lived. Pastor Tam said, I want to know more about this Jesus that you worship, and ended up coming to Christ. Then he begins to study the Bible, then he starts to do ministry work, and then the next thing you know, hey, you're very good. Why don't you teach a Bible study? Okay, help me get a passage, and they teach him. He prepares, he presents it. People say, wow, I really learn when he teaches. And then he begins to share the gospel with someone. Someone comes to Christ. And then somebody in the church, and I think it might have been our field director, was there on a retreat with them, and people were coming to Christ, and he said, this guy's very good evangelist.
That is so cool.
And so they decided, let's start supporting him. So they turned in all of his information to us. We look it all over, said, yes, all of his application looks great. We'll send the support. Now he can go work full time in another village, just like a half a day's walk away from the first village where Pastor Latt's church was.
Okay, so now does, and I've only got about a minute, and then we're going to reset the whole thing up. But so then now does Pastor Tam then report to Pastor Latt? And like, is that where the updates come? And is Pastor Latt part of that committee for him that kind of oversees what he's doing?
Absolutely. That's okay. The way it works. So very personal relationships. When one pastor has led another man to Christ, he grows in the faith, and then he goes out and starts a church. That's the guy that's overseeing that work. So when we get the reports, they've read them. They know. So no fudging going on, you know, the evangelistic numbers of lots of people getting saved. Well, Pastor Latt's right there to go down and see all of that and participate with it.
That's very cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, two things to tell you, and then we're going to break. First of all, the phone number is 651-430-0090. That's 651-430-0090. Also, go to whitefields.org. That's whitefields.org. Now, I'm not going to spell white for you, and I'm not going to spell fields for you, but you put those two words together, and you add a .org at the end. This is the way you can kind of get involved. The difference is where it's not in opposition to other missionaries or ministries or anything like that. The way the Lord works, he covers all the angles. Don't you know that the body of Christ has got a lot of different parts? Haven't you figured that out yet? Amen. Here's the bottom line. This is a fresh angle, a different style angle than a lot of other ones. In this angle, what people do is they get saved within the framework of their own village or culture, and they stay there and get supported by Whitefields to keep the work going in the framework of their own village and culture so that it doesn't take a lot of requirement to breach through barriers. You got to get that. If you don't get that, I'll explain it again when I get back. 651-430-0090. We're going to break right now and then come back with Steve Wheeler. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
What were those college softball players thinking, carrying their opponent around the bases after she was injured hitting the winning home run? Sportsmanship. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
So many Christians tell me that they are worried about their financial future. We all want to be good stewards, but often get lost in the process. At our law firm, business and family estate planning are really a way of providing peace of mind. Others have a will or trust in place, but these are disconnected from the other pieces of their financial life. See what a difference a multidimensional team approach can make for you. You really can get your financial house in perfect order. Call me. Let's sit down and take care of everything for you.
Call and arrange your meeting with Larry Copenbarger. The Copenbargers have dedicated their lives to the service of God's people. They'll help you put your financial house in order with God's kingdom in mind. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
KPRZ is proud to announce the newest school participating in half-price tuition is Maranatha Christian Schools High School. For over 5 years,
What? Who?
Yes, Maranatha Christian Schools.
You mean the Maranatha Christian Schools? High academic standards, beautiful campus, great athletic fields, Christian biblical worldview? That Maranatha Christian Schools?
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, pretty cool.
KPRZ welcomes Maranatha Christian Schools High School as the newest participant in KPRZ half-price tuition. To learn more about this great opportunity at one of the region's leading schools, call KPRZ now, today, right now, at 858-535-1210 or visit us online at kprz.com. Call KPRZ now at 858-535-1210 or kprz.com. Maranatha Christian Schools and KPRZ, a truly exceptional opportunity for you and your family.
You hear Jesus saying, as the Father sent me, so I send you. But how do you follow Jesus into the mission field? A, by 747 jet plane. B, by by a travel agency, or C, go on an E3 Partner expedition? Although I can't hear your answers, I'm hoping you picked E3 Partners. E3 Partners has opened the way for thousands of people, just like you, to share the good news of Jesus Christ all around the world. E3 Partners helps with travel arrangements, fundraising, and training for amazing, life-changing Christian expeditions. From Eastern Europe to Africa, South America to Asia, people just like you have been changing the world on an E3 Partners 10-day mission expedition. The good news of Jesus Christ, E3 Partners, and you. What a great choice. To learn how you, yes, you, can go on an amazing Christian expedition, go to e3partners.org today. If you can spare 10 days, you can change countless lives. Choose to follow Jesus. Choose e3partners.org.
Dude, where did you get the sick wheels? I need a ride like this.
So what's the holdup?
Hello? You know how bad my credit is? There's no way I'm going to be able to afford the monthly payments on something this cool.
Go where I went, hscarsimperialbeach.com.
You are aware that's a website, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's where I went, hscarsimperialbeach.com. Better yet, call HS Cars Company, 619-451-9626. I gave Ernie all the info he needed, and within 24 hours, I was on my way home in this...
Nice!
Seriously, HS Cars specializes in working with bad credit, no credit, and even first-time buyers. And the in-house financing and their customer service is off the hook.
What's that name and number again?
HS Cars Company, 619-451-9626. It's not that hard.
Call HS Cars Company today at 619-451-9626. That's 619-451-9626. Bad credit, no credit, or first-time buyers, this is your chance to drive the car of your dreams.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're in studio with Steve Wheeler from Whitefields Ministry. In fact, do they call it Whitefields Ministries or Whitefields, or what do you guys call it?
You know, it was incorporated as Whitefields, Inc., but most people don't know what Whitefields. Actually, Whitefields comes from John 4:35. Jesus told his disciples right after the Samaritan woman at the well, "Lift up your eyes, look to the fields, they are white already to harvest." Now, they actually weren't ready to harvest the actual grain fields, and grain fields aren't white. I've been corrected about that by wheat growers like up in Alberta, Canada. They go, "The fields aren't white." It was the people would have been walking out with their heads covered with the white turbans, keeping the sun off of them, and that's who was coming out, because the woman went into the town there to bring all the people out to meet Jesus. The disciples had been in town buying their fish burgers, and they came back with nobody. But the woman comes back with the whole town, and Jesus tells his disciples, "Look up, see all those white heads coming at you? You're going to be harvesting those in a few minutes, because they're all going to come out and ask you, who is this guy, this Jesus, this Messiah? This woman came in, and she's going crazy." And that's where the name came from. But we're a ministry. We're a mission. So Whitefields Mission, Whitefields Ministry, we get called most of that.
Okay, that's good.
Anything works.
That's good. I like the fish sandwich reference.
That's good. That's right. Burger, nice, you know, McDavid's. Yeah, McDavid's was the favorite restaurant.
All right, so a couple things to tell you. Whitefields.org is the website, and the phone number to get involved, which we're going to actually talk about what that means, is 651-430-0090. That's 651-430-0090. So I was talking to Steve when we were on the break, and we just mentioned that somebody was became a new contributor. And again, this is a process by when you're giving, you're not giving. It's kind of a different take on how to approach the missions field. In this approach here at the Whitefields Ministry or Mission, what they're doing is they're supporting somebody who's become a Christian in a different culture, in a different land, who has then been trained to be pastoral in the functions probably of 1 Timothy 3, mm-hmm. and to function Absolutely. That process through. And then that person who lives there becomes the minister and the missionary there where they live. The advantage to that approach is there's no cultural barrier because they're a part of that culture.
That's right.
I mean, that they're in there already.
And it's a very efficient way. Many of the missionaries that we work with are thrilled because we can support 10, 15, 20, depending on the economy, nationals working alongside them. And so they feel like the missionary feels like their ministry is being multiplied. So
yeah, that's cool.
That's an express way to do that.
It's really a partnership. And it's really, it's the one thing I would tell people, and I hear people, and I even hear people on KPRZ, and it's like, you know, their denomination is right. They're right. And it's like, you know what? I have three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and I can tell you as much as I can what's right and what's wrong with all three. Here's the bottom line. The Lord is not limited to a denomination. And if you think he is, then your picture of God is so small, probably explains why there's not a lot of miracles going on. That's what I'd say to you. The bottom line is expand that. God's not in your box. He's not in your box. He's not like, well, I'm restricted by, you know, it's like what I'm trying to say is he doesn't exist in your own realm of theory. He's much broader than that. This is simply a different method of missionary approach, one that I think is terrific, by the way. I just think it's awesome. I think anytime anybody's doing anything to advance the kingdom of God, man, we should support that because there's enough garbage going on, right? Seriously?
I mean, listening to this is a noisy world.
It is.
And right now, man, you watch the news and there are missiles flying and bombs in Israel and Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. You've got children ganging up here on our border. And you think about that. I have walked in the villages where children like that live. And those people, those moms, those dads, the people that are there, they have no way to feed their kids. They would like to send them with me, take them back to America. But you know what I want to do? And what really gets my heart when I see that is I want to help those moms and dads have a church and a livelihood right where they live. Because ultimately, they really want their kids to stay with them.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah,
and people
absolutely.
From an evangelistical approach and from a missionary approach, if you don't understand what the concept redemption and lift means, it's a very important element where the gospel comes in and there's a socioeconomic factor that gets created. And keep in mind, then they started working in partnership with God and different things happen. It's not just the same old system. It's God's economy. And you're thinking, in a poor village? Yeah,
absolutely.
In a poor village where you have two fish and so many loaves of bread and it feeds 5,000.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we see that the gospel transforms a whole community. We believe in whole community transformation.
Yeah.
You have alcoholics that stop drinking, get sober. One of the first things our pastors report that they want to do, I need to start serving my family. A father that's been a drunkard all of his life gets sober, comes to the Lord, gets sober. The first thing he wants to do is, Pastor, where do I get a job? How do I get? Well, there's no work here. There's no employment here. So they start putting him to work. Let's take that little patch of ground out behind the church and you can garden. And we have one alcoholic that got saved, came, started working in a community garden with the church, and then began to deliver because the church said, hey, you're welcome to have all these vegetables belong to you that you've harvested here. And he said, well, I can't eat all these. He started delivering them to people in the neighborhood, the community. People were shocked. Wait, you're the alcoholic that used to just yell and scream and make noise and bother everybody. What are you doing? I'm delivering you vegetables. I work at the church garden now. And we had many families that came to that church because of that man's testimony.
That's cool.
Of starting to do that. So yeah, there is definitely a redemptive lift that happens in a community. And those families suddenly start caring and feeding one another and sharing. And it's a great experience seeing that happen.
All right. Take me through. And this is something that I'm really... And we only got like 2 minutes or 2.5 minutes, so you're going to have to do it kind of quick. But
all right.
Let's say somebody, okay, they say, I want to participate, I want to give, and I'm going to give X amount of dollars a month, $100 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. Doesn't even matter, okay? What happens to that money? How is that processed through? I mean, what happens?
Sure. We have a board of directors that sets up a budget. We are a faith-based ministry, so we have a track record. So we've been doing this for many years, and so we kind of know how much generally is coming in, although things happen. A church will call and say, hey, our economy, the economy's hurt. We got a lot of people unemployed. We have to drop back in the amount we're giving. And, you know, you, as a director, you go, oh no, what's going to happen? And you know what happens? The next day or a few days later, a week later, somebody calls and says, hey, the Lord has just blessed me and I want to give.
Yeah.
So that's how this kind of happens. When they donate online, you can donate online at whitefields.org. Just go right in. You're not going to be added to a mailing list or your email's not going to be slammed every day. We send out one email a month to let people know that we've updated new prayer facts. But your gift is going to be used to then support the budget. Less than 20% is used here in the U.S. for administrative things. 80% of our funds are used to present the project, the main project goals. I'm the only full-time guy in the U.S. Everybody else works in the countries. And so most of our funds are supporting pastors, indigenous pastors overseas. And we collectively gather that together, and then we determine these are the guys we're going to support. Now, we're making a five-year commitment to them. So this isn't like adopting a child and you start sending, and if you stopped giving, well, that child just doesn't get food or something. We're making a commitment to a pastor over a five-year period. So we gather those funds together, and then we disperse them faithfully and effectively. And the next year, we're going to establish this is how many we can bring on new. So every new donor, the resources we gather means more church planters are going to be supported.
Cool. That's good. Good answer, Steve. Good job. Wait, Steve's just going at it today, folks. He's going at it. All right, so a couple of things to tell you. Whitefields.org, that's the website, whitefields.org. You can participate. You can help spread the gospel. You can participate in helping a minister who's become a Christian in the foreign land. In that same land, they're staying, becoming a pastor, learning from 1 Timothy 3, learning from Titus, learning what they need to do for qualifications, and then stepping up into that ministry. And Whitefields supports them in that ministry. It's a way to really, it is really a way to get through the cultural elements, plus support other ministries that are coming on board. I really like that. The number 651-430-0090. 651-430-0090. Again, whitefields.org. Just check it out. You'll absolutely understand when you go through that. You did a great job, Steve Wheeler. Thank you for joining the David Spoon Experience today.
Good to be with you again, David.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, I got a short little word. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
My name is Frank St. John, and I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12th, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. Genesis Recovery offered a chance to put discipline back into my life, to set aside my selfish ways, to release me from the bondage of the drugs and alcohol addiction that I have been in for the last 20 years of my life. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today. I am able to share my testimony with them.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, you need to make this call. It could save their life. Call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Or go to genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
Are you in need of additional monthly income or fast cash for financial burdens? Well, Tom Cantor, host of the Friendship with God radio program on KPRZ, who's the scientist and CEO of Scanabodies Biologics, has opened in El Cajon, California, one of the largest and most state-of-the-art plasma donation centers in the world, right here at First and Broadway in El Cajon. You can easily get over $400 your first month of donating and over $5,200 your first year. Plasma's as easy as giving blood and helps to save lives. To schedule your first visit today and start donating plasma, call us at 619-440-0283. That's 619-440-0283. Or go to donateplasmanow.com.
That's DonatePlasmaNow.com for more information. Get that fast cash you need. Donate plasma today. Call us at 619-440-0283.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
Right now, you can experience the best of independent senior living at half price. You heard that right. KPRZ is teaming up with Monte Vista Village Senior Living Community. This is about active senior living, offering a new resident a one-bedroom apartment at half price for the entire first year. That includes three meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation, and tons of activities. Lots to choose from every day. There's only one spot left, so call today. Monte Vista Village. Call 619-465-1331.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Great job by our good friends at Whitefields. They did a great job. I'm really happy with how that went. Really would like you to check out whitefields.org and get a handle on that. That would be great. We're going to do a short DDD. We also... Decker Mannix. Boy, that was short, wasn't it? You can do that again. Let me hear that again. Decker. Brings back such memories. I don't know. All right. Okay. All right. I can't do the whole thing. That's just a classic. All right. This is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. And it says this: keep in mind Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descended from David, according to my gospel. People are like, you're doing short DDDs today. Yes. Keep in mind Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descended from David, according to my gospel. Here's something I want to tell you right now. Keep in mind. That expression, keep in mind, I know it's going to be difficult to get around this, but watch this. Keep in mind means keep thinking about this. Now, I know that's kind of weird to say, but you see, our minds are quickly distracted by all types of things, like what we think is important. We think the priority thoughts have to do with work and relationship and finances and what we get to watch on TV and what movie's coming out and what's a good meal, which that one's not that bad. But here's the bottom line. We're supposed to keep in mind Jesus Christ, his teachings. Watch this. And his life. In other words, instead of just being distracted by, gosh, I can't believe that guy in front of me is texting, I just want to ram my car into his car just to tell him, stop texting. Instead of thinking along those lines, think about this. Think about the fact that Jesus put his hand on a leper. And instead of doing, which you're not supposed to do, by the way, and Jesus put his hand right on him and said, be healed. Instead of going, well, I'm going to pray for you. Maybe something will happen to you, but I'm going to keep my distance. Jesus engaged directly. That's the kind of thinking that we should have. That's the kind of processing we should think about. Think about the things that Jesus taught. How that by our love one for another, that it's a testimony or a witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Think about what he taught about faith. Think about what he taught about prayer, how that we're not just supposed to ask one time, but we're supposed to keep on asking. He that asketh, receiveth. See, he who asketh, that asketh, that's the continual action of asking. And this is really the key to this. The passage says, keep in mind Jesus Christ, which refers to his teachings and his life, risen from the dead. How it all connects is your understanding of this. You're going to die if Jesus doesn't come back before that. Everything you do is going to be connected to that death. Everything that you do now
should be connected because of the death and resurrection of Jesus. So you keep Jesus in mind and keep connected to that, the resurrection. So you can put it in perspective. How important is that situation in comparison to the resurrection from the dead? How important is it? In the face of eternity, frustration loses its power. In the face, did you get that? That's actually a good one to write down. In the face of eternity, frustration loses its power. Because from the eternal perspective, the things that we struggle with don't have as much strength. The things that we wrestle with that are small and insignificant lose their grandiose picturesque. Keep in mind Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, his teachings, his life, and connecting it all to the resurrection. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we got more special guests, and it's going to be very cool, I promise you.
David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.